Now, back to more Steve Cochran on 720 WGN.
A couple of nights ago, I'm falling asleep. I'm flipping through the channels, right? And I'm up late like I normally am because I do this show. It had to be 8:30, quarter to 9. I mean, I was up in the middle of the night. And ESPN occasionally runs the old Battle of the Network Stars. And there's William Shatner, the Shatman.
Love Shatner.
In charge of the team. And it was TJ Hooker days. You are a good-looking son of a gun, Mr. Shatner.
I know, but so are you.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
The burden we live under.
Yeah, the inflammation takes place. And
it's
thicken up and you
gravity.
Slow down.
It sucks. Hey,
but,
do you have...
But we still have our spirit.
Yeah, we got that.
You got the spirit, man.
Do you have any recollection?
Early every morning.
Yes.
And you get up there in that radio show.
Yes.
And you don't see your family.
No.
It's tough.
I give. Ugh, if the public
and everybody takes, and nobody is sympathetic to how much you give, Steve.
And here's the only thing we have left.
Me.
Exactly. Shatner's world. We just live in it. It is a special opportunity for you to see the legend up close. By the way, you can't touch him. That's extra.
Occasionally.
That's Saturday night, January 23rd at 8 o'clock. Are you excited?
Well, it's going to be a great show. Look, the news is depressing a little bit. The stock market's going down.
Please.
So you've got to be entertained. You've got to laugh. You want to laugh. You want to cry. You want to be entertained for a couple of hours. Come to the Rialto Square Theater in Joliet and on January 23rd. Curtain is 8 o'clock. You're going to have the best time. I'm going to do my one-man show, which opened on Broadway some time ago. I toured the States. I didn't get to Joliet. I'm now coming to Joliet.
Yeah, songs, funny. Obviously, it's funny. And stories. Shatner's got more stories. They've done the math on this. Shatner's got more stories than the rest of show business combined, except for Regis Philbin, who is close.
And Regis isn't talking anymore.
No.
Yeah, he's clammed up.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
And I've gotten more and more verbal. Well, I'm telling you, Steve, you've got to break the 8:30 bedtime hour.
I'm coming.
Come and see the show.
I'm coming to the show. Can I come backstage and massage you or something?
Not only come backstage, give me a firm hug.
I like
not
that.
Not too firm.
Right. No, not too firm. I mean, come on. Now, what special backstage green room requirements do you have that you could say on the air?
Sushi,
okay.
And tea.
Sushi and tea. What kind of tea?
Green tea.
Oh, green tea. You like a green tea.
Well, I'm a tea drinker, and green tea has a lot of benefits to it.
Yes, it does. That's how you stay healthy. You know, Shatner's 47
now. You got to stay healthy because the whole thing about touring is not the stage show. It's getting to the venue.
It's never been harder to travel. It's ridiculous.
And flying in the middle of the winter, and I'm in Los Angeles talking to you, flying in the middle of the winter to Chicago and then driving from Chicago to Joliet.
Oh, please.
Please, don't let it snow.
I'm telling you right now, Shatner, here's the way, Andrew, you may not know this. The way Shatner used to get around is there was a carpet, and there were four beautiful women who would just carry him on the carpet. They'd carry him from his trailer to the set, from his set to the trailer. They'd carry him home, all over.
And then the carpet got worn, the girls got old, and it all had to stop.
I wanted to be one of those women.
Andrea Darlis, Shatner carpet girl.
I didn't know you were coming.
I'll be there.
Will you really?
You're
going to have the best time. The show is about an affirmation to life. The show is about not me and my, and then I did and then I did. It's the passions of life.
Yeah.
It's saying yes to the opportunities of life.
Right.
Saying yes to new ideas and new thoughts and new love and new jobs and new life is precious because it's over before we know it. I'm here to testify to that. And my show is all about the joy of life and laughter and tears and good fellowship and good things.
And here's the thing, Shatner's done it all. He doesn't have to do this. He doesn't have to do this. He wants to share with you. He could stay home.
You're actually quite right. I don't have to do this show, but the show is such a joy for me to do that I've been doing it for a while. I just came back from Australia, where I toured Australia to great success. And so I'm going out to 13 cities in late January, early February. and Joliet is the first.
Can I tell you something? One of the great. Look, Shatner's a great actor, but one of the great things I saw William Shatner do, and it was a simple little thing, but I love Boston Legal for two reasons. I love the opening theme. The theme was this cool little quirky theme. And then I love the last 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah, where they smoke cigars.
Where they sit on top of the building.
Yeah.
And they'd look out, and they'd William Shatner's character would opine, and he would give you a little wisdom, a little nugget. And I got to tell you, it was such a subtlety as an actor. I'm being dead serious. There was such a nuanced little subtle thing you did there that I just thought it was brilliant.
Thank you so much. That's a fine compliment coming from you, Steve.
Yeah,
and
well,
the same thing happens on stage. I've honed this performance. This performance has been received so well all over the world, really, in many parts of the world, and on Broadway. And I'm bringing that to Joliet. The last time I was in Joliet, I did a paintball war, the largest paintball war ever. 5,000 people were in that field. Out of town at 170 acres devoted to paintball. 5,000 people, three teams.
Did you
win?
Can
you imagine?
Did you win?
Of course I won.
Of course you won. What am I talking about? Please, stop it already. If you want tickets for this, you just go to rialtosquare.com. Unless you know William Shatner's cell number, you can call him up, look for some comps. But I think you ought to pay for him. rialtosquare.com. Is the website. It's a beautiful theater. I think that, isn't that one of the old vaudeville theaters?
The Rialto?
It's one of the great theaters, and it's a treasure that Joliet has, and people in Joliet got to make sure that they go see their cultural treasure.
That's right.
As certainly this one time. It's a great theater, and something that should be enjoyed.
All right, I can't wait to see. It's been a long time.
Thank you, Steve. I look forward to seeing you there.
You look fabulous. At William Shatner, you sound even better. Go see A Celebration of Life. That's what we're talking about. It's Shatner's world, and we just live in it. It's Saturday night, January 23rd at 8 o'clock, rialtosquare.com. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. See
All
you
right.
there. Bye-bye.
Hold on. 9:49.
I love him.
All right, now.
I do.
Within five.
He's still on hold.
Okay. Within 5 years. How old is William Shatner?
82.
Mary? 82? I got you down for 82. Mary, how old is William Shatner?
Yeah, I think 81. Margo, 79.
79, within 5 years. Actually, you're all right. I thought you guys would go younger. He's 84.
He's awesome.
He calls Orion Samuelson kid.
Mm-hmm.
84.
He sounds really good, too.
Does sound good.
He's funny. Yeah. What a great show. And Rialto Theater's beautiful.
Yeah, I did stand up. I've done stand-up there several times. It's a great theater. And it's part of the old vaudeville circuit.
Yeah. They have the pipe organ there and everything.
Yeah.
We had our high school graduation there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,